fluid situation that the prison needs. It's my aunt, Lori. And then she's at home, but she was being at the hospital, so she was a bit confused until she came back up. But she's having other kind of issues, like full-time care as well. Another moment, relatives have come from Birmingham, they are there, staying with her for a week, and they didn't look at that. And then anyway, I went to pay a visit to Ruth now, I think, for a week and a half last week. Last week, just to see how she was. And then she, my uncle was there, and I wondered. But anyway, she called me to come into my bedroom. My uncle calls me. I believe I missed an opportunity. It says she was just telling me how she was talking to me, how she felt. Suddenly, I just feel like giving up, as she says. And everything I said to her was that it just continues to play me again. That's all I said. But she was just there, she just talking to me, telling me how she felt and whatever. And to me, I felt that was an opportunity where I should have... I was debating in my mind that it was an opportunity for me to minister to her. And I really felt that when I left the house, this time to her, we met in the room. Anyway, at that time, I took a deep back. I just said my goodbyes. And it was on my mind, anyway. I told Eva about it. And even sort of showed me and said, well, you know, that was an opportunity for you. You know, put it off in your way for me to listen to you about. Because, remember, there are times where I found out about a month ago, and we had some cream that couldn't open up and know about the time. And I just wanted to see how she was doing. And the funny thing, she said, I said, oh, I've just finished, fellowship. I said, oh, we still have fellowship. I said, yeah. And the fact that she inquired, as you said, it was a shame, but I know I've got the problem now about the whole situation. I just pray in Jesus' name that even you will open the Lord anyway. But praise the Lord, I'm not going to talk to you, but you need a spot to her as well anyway. I took it back there just to say no. And her brother, which is Anthony's father, Anthony saw, because he didn't come down this time. But we haven't seen him for what, in 20 years? So, I mean, it's been that long. And he was shocked to see me. But praise the Lord, but you see, he was sort of studying Muslim time. And he had health issues himself. He used to smoke. And he hasn't smoked for 20 years, according to him. But he looks well, healthy, white, grey hair. It might sound strange when I mention all this, but looking at him, and he meant he was talking about the Lord with him. But you can see that he wasn't interested as such in the Muslim way. He was up to conferences. And conferences must have been about an hour. Now we're now talking to him about the Lord.
And he's more the anti-Christian. He has more in his faith in him as well.
Aunt Mary, she was in the midst, and she was soaking it all in. So, by mercy and grace, that the Lord is opening their mind and that they receive, and they're open to receive the word. But he seems to be accepting
it.
He just seems to be taking
it. All questions, as the Lord spoke through me, I'm telling you, you just came out with stuff in me. And the Lord just gave me the answers, and Argy was just receiving everything that he didn't.
He was just...
Yeah, he really was. Which is a big break.
And he said, we'll come back to this later. But where's the Lord? But his other brother, Junior, which is he's a stubborn.
She wanted to have the singing, she wanted the program, but Kristen wanted the singing, so So I showed her which one it was. I showed her how to access it, how to get it. And she wants that. So she wants peace in her heart. She really is desperate.
The Lord.
Very
I think what is important with all of this, speaks to me, is, you know, and yes, we've all been there,
I
know exactly.
Frustrating.
You know, it's awful. It comes away. Awful. Really good. But I found, follow these up. Keep with prayer. Keep with prayer with them. Follow it up. That is so essential. You know, that's my support. And very often God will give us another chance if we want to, you know, and that's how we get it right. But we won't be there. But that reminds me why I think, again, we prayed earlier with regard to, you know, the Lord enabling us, teaching us now with our witnessing, empowering us. Because we're moving on to the next thing, yes, where we are. Because that harvest is out there.
Yeah.
The Bible says so. It's the labourers that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Bible makes it very clear, you see. Mm-hmm. So, you know, God's got to get us right.
Yeah. And I must say, whilst we talk about admit prayer and everybody wants to come to dinner, my niece keeps contacting me now all of a sudden. She wants to return to the Lord. She started to go out to church again. Her brother's in a bad state, Louis. I think he needed dying, whatever it was. But she, and again, her niece is only a bit, she came away and now she's going to think, but she keeps talking to me about what she's up to. And I have a sneaky suspicion that she regrets marrying the guy she's married. She's not happy. She had two lovely kids for the first guy. She's now in prison. Whilst he was in prison, he studied hard. Okay, but his family, it's a complicated story, but his family, yeah, they're Christians, so he was brought up in Christianity, anyway. And I think now, she, because this guy that she married, his family's out of Rasta background, so they're like Rastafarians on the other side, the dark side. So it's all complicated. And now I think the way he treats her, she knows it isn't right. The way he goes on and could last for sure. So she's not settled. And so she keeps reading me because she's not going to church. And he's going to church. She says, no. And she's happy now to talk about Tony. But I don't want to talk about Tony no more now because she's a married woman. She's married to us. Mm-hmm. So I'm not talking, entertaining Tony or anything anymore. But she connects with Tony's mom. But I won't talk about Tony's mom because her mother-in-law is her husband's mom. So she is finding it hard to let the side that she rejected go. And it's just a mess. So she thinks that. Well, I said to people can help her. So I don't know how things are going to end up. But if we can pray that the Lord just puts her back and... Oh, yeah, and also her child, for her husband, she rejects that child. She hates that child. She is brutal to this child. I mean, it's scary.
It reminds her of her spiritual.
Yes, yeah. And the way she talks to this child.
And
only
18 months, isn't it? It's really sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
hard. Well, again, you see, these things don't come up for a reason. There's a purpose behind them. There's a sort of power of prayer comes in. There's warfare against what's coming against that child. She's just got to get totally focused back on Jesus. That is just sensitive. She's got to totally focus back. But again, back using the prayer, I don't have that in mind. It's a great deal, but it's like process.
Well, she keeps telling me to come down. I don't want to get involved with it. I am not getting involved with it.
It's a minefield.
Yes, and she says I should come down and babysit and look after and spend time. No way.
She'll ask you to take sides and stuff.
Yeah, well, because she thinks I have because my husband didn't connect with me. Me and Tony's always got on. That was about she didn't marry him. I just say she should have married him. He was not really a bad man while he's in prison. He's in prison because of drugs. That's a different kettle of fish. I know it's awful, but he was not a bad man. He was a real man as well.
Yeah, he just had some problems.
Well, he just the wrong company. It was the wrong company. Ended up weird. Pulled the wrong card. Ended up in prison. That doesn't make him a bad man, but in his heart, he still believes in Jesus. Because he wanted me to be around his kids when I thought he was just happy to see on his face. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's messed up. She knows she has, and she won't have any. She doesn't really want nothing with Kennedy and her husband.
That's just envy. We've always got on in the past. We grew up together. We spent summers playing together, and this seed of envy popped up, and she just really envies me all of a sudden.
And she's like, she doesn't like she need anyone.
And it's sad because I'd love to connect with her. We used to get on.
She's messed her life up.
Yeah.
She needs at university.
She's got to face her giants.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Confess
it,
it's a mess. I've made a mess.
Yeah.
And allow the blood of the man.
Yes.
Sometimes, this whole situation, it's not. You're going through it, but you can't see what's behind you.
It's not there. Okay, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Lord your God. Well, God is certainly moving behind the scenes. We have these testimonies.